VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, providing information to help you grow your business on eBay, even if you've made a complete mess of the rest of your life. Here's your host, Griff.
And thanks so much for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio, if you're listening live. Today is September 22nd, 2015, and if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 612. Today, we'll learn how Periscope can benefit your business on eBay. And we'll explore inventory management strategies with a pro. We'll also recap again eBay's We Are 20 Seller Summit and 20th Anniversary Celebration. And as we do every week, we'll talk to you. But first, let's go to the eBay Radio Newsroom. News is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Teddy bears, the Pope, and a key. All feature in today's eBay Radio News for September 22nd, 2015. I'm Lee. Sellers take note. New features now available let you customize returns your way. It's available now to all eBay sellers. The new, more flexible returns features announced in the fall seller update allow you to customize the way you handle return requests based on your business needs. See more on the eBay announcement board. Author Jackie Collins died this past week of breast cancer. Griff, my guess is you never read one of her books, right? Mostly.
I did not.
Mostly gals read the books.
Yeah.
She was a prolific writer for over four decades. More than 500 million copies of her novels have been sold around the globe. And her latest book, The Sant'Angelos, hit shelves in June. We found 1,086 items relating to Miss Collins on eBay, including a set of four books that includes two of her biggies, Hollywood Husbands and Poor Little Bitch Girl.
Maybe I'll read one.
I got to say that in the news. Yeah. Yes. Lucky Sant'Angelo was a character in some of her novels. They're called the Sant'Angelo series, and I loved that series. Lucky was the daughter of a gangster. Pretty good books, by the way. Meanwhile, Pope Francis visits the U.S., and there are, of course, lots of Pope stuff listed on eBay. For $2,350, Griff, you can purchase a signed photograph of Pope Francis. He's one of the first popes to readily sign autographs in public. Others have tended to sign in private, and even then they often did so only as a special favor or to honor a special request. Pope Francis has even been known to sign the occasional cast of a worshiper nursing a broken bone. I found lots of stuff from the Pope starting at $1.19 on eBay. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer announced yesterday that eBay will remove all listings that include a copy of the master key firefighters, law enforcement officers, elevator contractors, and inspectors use to access elevator banks in New York City. Remember this controversy a couple of years ago, Greg?
I vaguely remember it, yes.
Well, they just kind of figured it all out. The key is also referred to as the Yale 1620, and it was purchased twice by a reporter via ultimatesecuritydevices.com, an eBay community member, by the way. Schumer stated that eBay says such items are prohibited from being sold on its site, and they're working to remove all current listings of the firefighter's key.
Yeah, that's...
makes sense, yeah. On the announcement board, some updates to the eBay user agreement. Give it a read. The updated user agreement took effect on September 14th for new users, and on October 28th, it will take place for all other users. The updated user agreement was posted on eBay.com on September 14th, and key updates to the eBay user agreement include simplification, fees, listing conditions, international buying and selling, translation, returns and cancellations, global shipping program, and more. You can see all the info by visiting the eBay announcement board. And last, on the police blotter.
I love this.
This one is... what a story.
Is this a doozy?
Oh, my. This is a doozy.
I love doozies.
Two women have been jailed.
Yeah.
After they stole a friend's rare collection of Steiff teddy bears.
Oh, jeez. I know where this is going.
Worth up to 37,000 British pounds. That's about 57,000 U.S.
Yeah.
And they sold them dirt cheap on eBay.
Stupid is as stupid does.
All in all, there are about 100 bears, and they were sold for a fraction of their value on eBay. Here's the part you're going to love.
All right.
The victim, who's a mother of six, an eBay seller, they were friends of hers. They used her spare key, which they took while she visited her mother, who was dying of cancer.
Oh, no.
They broke into her home four times between May 2013 and May 2014 to steal the bears a little at a time. A court official initially believed the bears had been stolen by the women's children. Until she spotted them for sale on eBay and discovered the truth. And by the way, these Stife teddy bears often go for many thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
The moral? Don't sell stolen goods on eBay.
Oh,
it's
brother.
Dumber than dumb. The two women received a jail sentence of over 2 years.
Well, there's that.
There's that. That's
but you know, but money.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
Thousands of dollars some of them go for. That's eBay Radio News for September 22nd, 2015, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment's brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
I never got to say, and you got the Griff.
Yeah, you've done that
a lot.
Do
you remember that?
That was that woman from Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah, whatever happened to her?
Well, I hope she's okay and still selling. If you're within the sound of our voice.
She was a character. We loved her.
We said, somebody said, well, you got to get Griff's book. This was a long time ago on the show. And she says, oh, I got the Griff. I got the Griff.
We had T-shirts and everything saying, I got the Griff.
Got Griff?
Yeah. It was fun. It was
I don't know if you want me in your home, but...
Oh, of course we do.
Oh, I'm a terrible house guest.
So, Griff, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, I tend to just lie on the couch, make a mess, and expect to be waited on.
Oh,
so
I see.
That.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. That's all you have to say. So, Griff, I know how much you love eBay acronyms.
Oh, don't go there.
I know how much you love them.
I just know you were going to go there.
And I understand there's a new eBay acronym in town.
Yes. IHT. I hate them.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
This one's an important one.
Yeah, go ahead.
RPI. Required Product Identifier.
Well, it's kind of like RIP.
Which are now mandatory item specifics in many categories. And you can get the straight dirt on RPIs.
Yeah.
And why they're so crucial to the success of your listing at 4-4. That's FOR-business.ebay.com.
So there's two reasons why I don't like acronyms. And it's not the acronyms themselves. Sometimes they can be very clever. You know, they end up spelling things that, you know, can be funny.
Cutesy.
I don't like undefined acronyms. So what happens in a place and a corporation, well, for example, let's take a corporation like, oh, I don't know, maybe eBay, where you'll go to a meeting and there'll be people who know what these acronyms mean. And will not
because
predefine
they've made them.
Them
up in their department,
right? Or they may even be corporate wide, but we may have new people in the meeting. And I've gotten used to now, if I'm in a meeting, stopping it cold, and if there's an acronym, saying, "Excuse me, what does that stand for?" And I think a lot of people feel that way, and they're just afraid to say anything because they don't want to be confrontational. But as you know, Lee, one of the great benefits. In fact, it's probably one of the top three wonderful benefits of living long enough to grow old is that you just don't put up with crap like that. You have no, there's no fear of saying, excuse me.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Do you know what M-O-N-M-C means? Monmic?
M-O-N.
N as in Nancy. M as in more. And C. M-O-N-M-C.
I don't know what that means.
Mint on near mint card.
Oh, mock mint.
Yes. And then an M-O-M-C, MOMIC, means mint on mint card.
Yeah, those are okay. If sellers make them, they get a pass.
Cause MIMP. M-I-M-P, mint in mint package.
Mint in mint package. Because sellers get a pass. They can do whatever they want with acronyms. I'm fine.
And most of these are their acronyms.
Yeah, they're totally cool. You know, they're the sellers of the company came up with some...
G-U, goo, gently used.
Goo?
Yeah,
not covered in goo. They had the ones who years ago came up with Nayrood.
Oh, yeah.
Not a registered user. Because eBay would actually say next to the person's user ID if they've been suspended, not a registered user. And they figured out and they say, he's been Nayrood.
Do you know what...
Which I always thought was, you put me in one of those collarless jackets. from the 60s.
Do you know what oop means?
I say it a lot.
Oop. It means out of print.
Oh, out of print, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what ook means?
No.
One of a kind.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, ook.
Nos, N-O-S, nose.
Nos.
New old stock.
New old stock, that's good.
Well, RPI is the new one. Required product identifier. And boy, they're crucial, aren't they, Griff?
Yeah, it could mean a lot of stuff, like rats per inch.
Could be if you're selling rats on eBay, I guess.
Or
you're selling rats by the lot.
Hey, rats are important. They feed snakes.
And, yeah,
they keep snakes fed. It's the circle of life.
It is.
Although, yeah, I don't think you can sell either on eBay because they're live animals. You can't sell live animals on eBay. You can sell stuffed teddy bears, but as long as they belong to you and not to your best friend who you've ripped off while she's away.
You can sell live insects on eBay.
Yeah, that's because you know why that's the case?
Why?
Because of the Western world's total abhorrence of anything insect. Well, Western world, I want to say, if you go south of the border, there are places in Oaxaca where insects are a primary protein. Have you ever eaten them?
I've eaten a couple of them dipped in chocolate, like a grasshopper.
Yeah. They're delicious.
And something, well, all I could taste was the chocolate and something crunchy.
The fried maggots?
No, I've never.
Oh, God,
that I would not do.
Why not?
I don't, just thought
protein?
Of it.
So you'll eat the leg off a cow, but you won't eat a maggot. Interesting take on that. So getting it back to something not as controversial, this segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, we're going to talk about Periscope here on eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. BubbleFast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale, compliments of stamps.com.